This is Local Views of the News, third time in March 2010. Nothing but politics this week. Healthcare reform is sort of dropped below the news horizon for most of us, so it's easy not to notice that President O still is beating the drum for whatever watered-down, sanitized bills still are rattling around in Congress. His current strategy is a little bit confusing. The Democrats, including the Prez, finally gave up on getting any Republicans on board, meaning they'll slip around the filibuster smokescreen to pass something with a good old-fashioned majority. The problem now is getting the Democrats to agree on what they want. But instead of twisting arms on the Hill, President I'm Not Bush is out and about, again, making speeches directly to the people. That put him in Ohio this week, where he had a little FaceTime with Dennis Kucinich. Kucinich is a hardcore single-payer guy, and he voted against the House version of health care because it didn't have even a hint of a public option. Obama can get a bill through the House despite a few dissident donkeys, so why did he seek out Kucinich when he doesn't need the vote? One reason only. If Kucinich can be persuaded, Obama can claim he's got the progressives in the fold. And that's fascinating because when Kucinich was running for president, he was almost invisible. He was excluded from the debates, had nowhere near the money the other candidates had, and he was completely ignored by the mainstream media. Even though he has that capital D after his name, he might just as well have been the Peace and Freedom Party candidate. But being marginalized by the media doesn't mean you're really in the margin. By seeking him out for some personal persuasion, Obama is acknowledging that Kucinich has a real national constituency, and it's big. You might even say O owes his election to a lot of people who would have preferred to vote for Kucinich, but swallowed hard on a little sip of the Obama Kool-Aid. It's not enough leverage for anything resembling a real health care bill, but it does put Kucinich in a position to extract at least one good favor down the road. We talked about the new Jerry Brown a couple weeks ago, and this would be a good time to talk about Meg Whitman. If money still buys votes among Republicans, she and Brown will face off for the governor's office in November. A pretty unusual candidate in the first place, and she got a whole lot stranger last week. If you haven't been paying attention, you're probably better off, but sooner or later, you'll find out that Whitman used to be the top dog at eBay, a job which was so lucrative she's now estimated to be worth something in the billions. Estimated because so far she's not telling anything about her personal income and assets. She's been taking heat for dancing around the media reporters. She's given some interviews, but only in tightly controlled situations with friendly conservative journalists. So last week, she invited all the reporters to what she described as an open media session in Oakland, where she was meeting with the big shots at a Union Pacific Railroad facility. All the reporters got from her then was a distant glimpse. She didn't even read a press release, let alone answer questions. Naturally, she got toasted and roasted in the morning papers, so on Friday she started talking. Sounded a lot better when she had her lip zipped. There'll be a lot of talk and TV ads before November, but the gist of Meg is that she's the pure corporate candidate in every way. She's courting the T-heads by talking about privatizing everything in sight and dumping about 40,000 state employees. And she's channeling Ronald Reagan talking about busting labor unions. She's proud to tell you that she intends to pack the top appointed jobs in Sacramento with corporate executives. Both candidates for governor will have to come up with a plan to crack the great legislative stall whenever it's time to draw up a state budget. Two things that are clear in the voters' minds on that question. First, no one wants to vote for anything called a tax increase, so instead they create newer and bigger fees. Second, a state budget would sail a whole lot smoother if it didn't take two-thirds of the legislature to pass it. So the Democrats in the legislature have drawn up a list of constitutional amendments they want to promote, including passing a budget with a simple majority. And just to turn things all the way around, they want a two-thirds vote from now on to pass any of those fees. Part of the predictable fallout from term limits. Bunch of amateurs in the legislature. Stir in a prima donna celebrity governor and nothing gets done. Jerry Brown figures the voters are about ready to put an old pro in charge again. That's it for Local Views this week. This is Mark Stannert reminding you this commentary isn't even in the budget at all for KVMR. It's management, staff, or contributors. Email mark@caloki.com.